Hi, and welcome to this very special chat that I have with a very special person today. With me today, I have Dr. Anna Kabeka, and she is an expert and has a wonderful view on all things female health, hormones, menopause, sexual health, all of these things that we all know are very, very important to us. Before we get started with the interview itself, I wanted to read you her biography so that we all are on the same page before we get going. Dr. Anna Kabeka is an internationally acclaimed menopause and sexual health expert, global speaker, and pioneering promoter of women's health. She is Emory University trained and triple board certified in gynecology, integrative medicine, and anti-aging and regenerative medicine, and is the author of The Hormone Fix, a diet and holistic lifestyle program for menopausal women. Her areas of speciality include bioidentical hormone treatments and natural hormone balancing strategies, and she has received extensive notoriety for her virtual transformational programs, including Women's Restorative Health, Sexual CPR, and Magic Menopause. She created the successful and popular alkaline superfoods drink, Mighty Maca Plus, and a top-selling rejuvenating feminine cream for women, Jova. I hope you are as excited as I am to hear what Dr. Anna has to teach us about women's health, a lot of menopause, and a lot of the hormone fix. So hi and welcome, Dr. Anna. How are you?
It is great to be here with you, Hannah. I'm great. Thank you.
It's so nice of you to take the time to join us here.
Great to be here with all of you. I wish I was there in person. I know it's amazing. Oh, next year.
We'll definitely keep that in mind. So I was just going to start. I mean, I did read a little bit about your bio or from your bio just now, but how about you tell us a little bit about your story and how you got started into doing what you do today?
Yeah, it's been a convoluted story, but to really go back to being, you know, health has been a lifelong interest. Always since I was age 16, my mom was age 52, and she was undergoing cardiac heart surgery. So when I was, you know, just young and recognizing all the issues that would lead a young, otherwise healthy woman to have heart surgery, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, all those issues were culminating in my mother at a young age. So I was in and out of hospitals with her, in and out of doctor's offices with her. And I saw how little research there was in women that they were using for their protocols based on what was done for men. And it made me angry. So I knew that I needed to be a women's health advocate. And for me, that would translate into going to a residency in obstetrics and gynecology, completely focused on women's health for the continuum, right? And it's a beautiful continuum. It can be. But when I was 38, you know, a couple really significant events. When my mom was 67, so just 15 years after her heart surgery, she died undergoing a second heart surgery. And that devastated me because then I was an Emory University trained gynecologist, and I thought I knew everything, and I had her with the best doctors. And it wasn't. What it was, what the reasons were, wasn't the need for the surgery, the heart valve replacement. It was the underlying conditions, hormone imbalance and inflammation. And adrenal dysfunction, adrenal dysregulation, the burnout, you know, that comes from chronic everyday stress, right? Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, I mean, just pain and how we have to deal with that, how our body responds to that. So that, you know, I was right at the middle of my residency at that point, and I was like, okay, there's a better way. What else can I do besides what is, you know, what we can prescribe and what we can operate on? What else can we do, right? Start thinking that way. But then at age 38, I was diagnosed premature ovarian failure. I was told I was completely in early menopause and I would never be able to have another child again. So for anyone listening who struggled with fertility, the pain of seeing your period month after month or not knowing, is it coming? Is it a, you know, pregnancy, miss period, nothing, you know, is devastating. And that you know, led me honestly in a journey around the world looking for answers to heal physically, but also emotionally, spiritually, because I know that we are complex and really beautiful energetic beings, and we have to heal from all aspects. And so with that, at age 41, I delivered my miracle baby, Ava Marie, who is now 10. Yes. And now I am age 52. and I think, oh my God, my, you know, like I look at the markers that I want everyone to know, just like, you know, the number on the scale. I want us as women to know like what is working for us and what isn't working for us. And so this journey, in short, just passionately led me to help others. So don't struggle up down a path that you don't have to go down. And within our power, our body's ability to heal itself, we can accomplish really pretty much, you know, I would say 90% of the healing. And I say 90% because I'm a physician. I want 10% to feed my ego. I want that other 10%. I need to help you.
Yes. No, I think that's a very, very good point, because it has to be a bit of a mix, and you can't always do everything on your own, although there are very powerful tools that you can use. But I think sometimes we all need a little help from our doctor friends. That's a very interesting story, and I can't even believe that there's been so many. Well, for a good story, you always need a lot of struggle, right? But that's incredible.
Yeah, it's been a journey, and I think like with everything, just each one is what's the lesson from this, and the struggles that we all have and experience in our life, and they will look different for each of us. But what can I learn from this, and what makes me, you know, what makes me better?
Yeah.
And keep looking no matter what we face.
Exactly. And also find what works the best for you as an individual.
Discernment. And that is key. Yeah. We have to. And sadly, you know, now, especially with the hormonal changes that occur as we age, often, you know, the early symptoms that are hormonal, hormone, inflammation, adrenals, right? Those three things. Typically, we have such an amazing ability to be able to intervene at any stage to restore our health.
Mm.
And even in clients I've had in their 70s and early 80s, I mean, I have seen tremendous turnarounds.
Yeah.
And so it's never too late.
No, it's never too late. It's usually a question of mental, sort of what your mentality is like, and if you still, you know, if you want to improve, there's always a way and always a time to do it.
Yeah, there's the expression, where there's a will, there's a way.
Yes, that's what I was looking for somewhere in my mind. So I know that you are one of the world's best, actually, experts on all things menopause and the hormonal changes that do happen eventually with all of us. So how, I mean, there's so many different ideas and preconceptions and stuff about menopause. And what would you say would be the number one preconception of menopause that you think is completely false?
Yeah, that it's a miserable time period of our life. Yeah. You know, that it's like the sign that we're just going downhill. And I think we really have to rephrase menopause. I mean, number one, I wish we could rename it to something, you know, like this transformative period of our life. It just has a bad name. The same with when we start our periods, right? So that's called menarche, when we start our periods. Not a good name either. But so this time period when we like blossom, right? We go into our full reproductive capability, and it's that, you know, complete swinging and shifting of hormones. And I have four daughters, so I've seen it again. Not only did I live through it, right? I've seen it again and again and again. I have, my youngest is 10 now. So, hopefully I'm fully prepared. So to not let that happen, right? Because we intervene at certain ways, and I can really transition a girl starting their periods into a really peaceful transition. And that's important to understand, because there's so much in our environment that interferes with that. And the second phase, you know, we go through our, you know, reproductive lives, et cetera, and then we get menopause. And this is another transformative period. It really is a transformative period. I consider it like, you know, the caterpillar going into the cocoon and now emerging this really highly connected, energetic, spiritual butterfly. It takes a healthy physical body to have even healthier and optimal spiritual connection. And that's the stage of that we can go into so that we experience things that says biblically, the peace that surpasses all understanding, right? Mm-hmm. To experience inner peace and joy and well-being and confidence, and also to delight in the things, the little things that we find appreciation in. I want to delight in the little things. I now focus on the little times that I have that I really cherish, the little moments that I can really cherish. And I start looking at what's the most meaningful things to me in my life. It's very different than when I was 20 and even 30. I was like academia. Yes. Oh my gosh. That rat race, completely on that rat race. You know, we often say, I wish I knew then what I know now. Right. Yeah.
No, definitely. So I really agree with that. And there's so much joy to be found in life, whatever transitional period you may or may not go through right now. But there's always something. That's also another saying, of course. There's always something to be thankful for, and there's always something to find joy in. And that's, of course, something that we try to highlight a lot at our events and what we do as well.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that the thing what we're seeing now that makes this menopause scary is that, you know, the transition into it, that we're seeing it over longer stages. It's less than like 2% of women will just say, oh, my period stopped and that was it. No problem. I'm like, I have yet to meet that person, by the way. So I have never heard that. But, you know, we're seeing changes in our mid-30s with irritability, PMS, relationship strife. You know, physiology affects behavior. A lot of times we're like snappy, angry. I mean, I experienced it. Like, where did this monster within me come from? Why did I react that way? Anyone else hear me? Just me. So, you know, we have those symptoms. Not only that, it's the irregular periods, the breakthrough bleeding. And those are symptoms that our hormones are out of balance. So we've got to work to do that. And as a gynecologist, I always want to say, oh, well, you know, I would love to say that it's about estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, even DHEA. But ultimately, those are our minor hormones on the continuum. The major hormones are what, you know, we have to get control of, and what in the keto world and in my keto green concepts, what we get a hold of is cortisol. What we get control of is cortisol, insulin, and then, like I call my most favorite hormone, the crowning hormone, oxytocin. Oxytocin. Yeah. That's the hormone that makes everything we do meaningful.
Yeah. Now, I like that way of looking at it, because there are so many, or all sort of traditional ways of treating the symptoms of menopause and all of this stuff is, of course, with estrogen and progesterone, and then mainly estrogen, which is, of course, a highly debated topic within the sort of healthcare world like that. And it's so interesting, I find, because most people, or most women who are treated with estrogen, correct me if I'm wrong, but actually have an estrogen, have too much estrogen already. And then they get treated with more estrogen, and then everything is out of balance anyway.
Yeah, and it's actually hard to then come off of. So yeah, estrogen dominant condition. And we see that because one of the first hormones to go down, I talk about this in my book too, one of the first hormones to go down is progesterone. And we start, as our ovarian function starts to decline, progesterone naturally declines. But we see it earlier because these hormone receptors are getting congested by toxins. Toxins in our environment, or that our body's not clearing them enough. So there's that estrogen dominant, the recirculation of estrogen. If we're constipated, we're recirculating estrogen into our system. You know, we're recirculating toxins into our system. So estrogen dominant, we can have low estrogen and still be estrogen dominant because progesterone proportionally is that much lower.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's really important to figure out. One of the first hormones, and estrogen is usually one of the last hormones I prescribe. one of the last ones, because they get converted to, if we boost our adrenals, DHEA converts down to estrogen, progesterone, you know, with, you know, production, natural production of progesterone all throughout our life. It diminishes distinctively, but we still produce a certain amount, especially through our adrenals. And that also trickles down to support our other hormones. I mean, it is one of our mother hormones at the top of the cascade. So start with progesterone, start with DHEA if we need to add hormones. But more importantly, sometimes it's about doing less of things, yes, and not more.
Mm. Yeah. And that's of course also where, because you did mention insulin and stuff, which I'm fairly well aware of what it does and everything like that. But you mentioned that. So is there something one can do to influence that maybe more, and will that maybe have a bigger effect than smearing yourself with a progesterone cream that you may or may not need?
100%. When that's why insulin's in my book, The Hormone Fix, I really focus on fixing insulin and cortisol.
Yeah.
Because those hormones completely interplay with all our sex hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, all of them. So when we have high cortisol, for instance, oxytocin is low, DHEA gets depleted, and our inflammatory markers go up. So that's critical. Insulin affects progesterone, affects testosterone. Insulin resistance, which we see more of, so separate, you know, more in type 2 diabetes, and now we call Alzheimer's type 3 diabetes. But this insulin resistant is associated with worsening hot flashes. So becoming insulin sensitive becomes critical for balancing our hormones as we age. Critical, because number one, I mean, I know I've had women clients in my online programs that say, Dr. Anna, I am struggling with a hot flash like every 20 minutes, at least every hour, every day, and then can't even sleep through the night because I soak the covers. You know, and I get it because I've been there too. I've been, you know, covers on, covers off, tossing, turning, 3 a.m. waking up, you know. So I've been there too. And we don't have to. We can fix the, you know, control our hormones, become as insulin sensitive as we can.
Yeah.
And that makes a really, you know, really does make for a healthy body, lowering the hemoglobin A1C to the best we can. But these little lifestyle tweaks,
yeah,
can do that.
Yeah, no, there, as always, as with any health conditions, there's so much you can do with lifestyle and how you choose to look at life and what you choose to do with it. And it seems to be the same thing here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So apart from food, we know we can do a lot with food, which is all that we talk about all day long everywhere. But What would you say is the role of your keto green concept or an overall low carb diet in this? Is it to lower the insulin so that everything else works well? Or do you see any other benefits from going low carb?
Yeah, I see universal benefits. Universal, yeah, benefits, mind, spirit, body. Definitely. And so what I recognized is, and why I created the Keto Green Way is, well, first of all, I recognize that science shows that 99% of diets fail. And this is why they fail. And Hannah, you know this, it fails because it's not only about what we eat.
Yeah.
It is not only 25% is about what we eat. That's right. That's why diets fail, not to mention it's a four-letter word with the word die in it, right? Not a good word either. But 75% is about lifestyle, is about these other factors. And so as I, you know, I had reversed through my experience around the world and many superfoods like maca and turmeric, resveratrol, I mean, superfoods, incorporating those to boost my adrenals and genetic potential. You know, and that's where I created Mighty Maca, my green formulation, my superfood formulation from that journey. You know, I reversed menopause for a good 10 years,
yeah,
essentially. And then at age 48, it hit me again. And so I went from being diagnosed with menopause at 38 to completely reversing it and having a baby at 41, regularly-ish cycles until age 48. Then all of a sudden, the same thing that's happened to thousands of my patients happened to me. And this is, they would come in and tell me, Dr. Anna, I'm not doing anything different, but the scale keeps going up. It's been 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 15 pounds. And that happened to me. And I was like, wait, I haven't changed anything. I'm still, you know, practicing. I'm doing an alkaline diet. I'm doing everything, detoxing. I'm doing, you know, all this great stuff. And certainly had more stresses during that time because I was the caregiver for my elderly father. And, so it hit me again. I was like, whoa, what's going on? And so I'm like, okay, well, I need to go keto because I know that works. However, every time I did it in my practice, especially in a perimenopausal patient or tried low carb myself, I would get irritable and edgy. And as a mom, you know, wife, mom, partner, you can't afford to let that happen, right? No, no. And then you don't like yourself and other people really don't like you either. They might not tell you. They told me. All right. So they're like, here, have a brownie. So I'm like, okay, that's wrong. So I said, well, what's the problem here? You know, and I had treated many clients in my practice with seizure disorder or, you know, dementia, et cetera, working with the keto diet. I'm like, oh, something doesn't work for the woman, you know, women in this world. What's going on? So I started checking my urine again. I hadn't done it in a while, but something I always recommend my patients to do when I'm detoxing them, I want you to get alkaline. So I created urine test strips. They're called my keto pH urine test strips. And on the test strip just measures your urinary pH. And this is urine pH, not blood pH. That's different. Urine pH is a marker that can help us determine what is working for us or working against us. When our urine is acidic, it's associated with an increase. Scientific research shows it's associated with an increase in metabolic syndrome, diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, cancer. Mm-hmm. An alkaline urine is a marker that you're at lower risk. So I'm like, okay, well, nothing to lose, costs pennies a day. And I was checking while I was trying to do keto and I was irritable and cranky. I'm like, I got to figure this out quick. And so I was continually acidic, very acidic, like a urine pH of 5 or less. And that's not healthy. And so no wonder. So then I focused on drinking more of Mighty Maca Plus, adding more greens into my diet, working the ketosis aspect through intermittent fasting more. And I would get alkaline and in ketosis. And let me tell you what that feels like. It's red and green on the strip, the colors of Christmas. It feels like Christmas. It feels like this energized enlightenment. Seriously, it's like now I have thousands of women in my program. They're like, oh, we hate testing our urine in the beginning. And then at the end of the program, like, I love it. I test every day several times.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas. You know, I mean, it feels great. Yeah. There's an energized enlightenment, a clarity that comes when you're in this state. And that is by design. That means just a fabulous feeling, especially, you know, now I'm in a 52, I have four daughters. I, you know, number one, I can't have a foggy brain because they will manipulate me. They will. So
that's a good reason as anything.
Exactly.
I love that.
So that's the combination, ketosis with alkalinity, with, you know, using that prolonged intermittent fasting. I mean, 13 to 15 hours. Yeah. And so those are the rules, kind of like the guidelines incorporated into my program. And that's why it works.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, I know that you're helping so many ladies get through this. And I'm sure you have very many, very thankful clients and patients. So I hope I can, when it's my turn, that I can get the same or similar help at least.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's the principles that you create now that lead to a healthier later, right?
Yeah,
and that goes with whatever age we're at. You know, even my oldest daughter is 30, and my youngest is 10. Yes, it's fun Christmas. And, you know, you see these changes and like, okay, when I see PMS, when I see irritability, when I see edginess, all of those things, that's physiology driving the behavior.
Yeah.
So we have to fix the physiology at whatever age we're at. And then again, I'm from the school of, you know, when I age, I want laugh lines, smile lines, you know, I want happy wrinkles. When, this is just an experiment to do at a cafe and look around. Like, what's the resting face on other people that we're looking at? I mean, it's pretty eye-opening. And some people, like, you know, like, they just must not feel good. They must hate the world, right? I don't want that kind of resting face. I want a very happy resting face. So those are things that I really try to incorporate into my guidelines in the book and into my daily practice. Because we need to enjoy ourselves. We have license and freedom to have fun at our old-ish ages, right? As we continue to live out our life. And honestly, at age 50, we have another half of our life to live. Yes. So why are we giving up? And don't give up and don't give away your power. That would be my message to everyone listening.
Oh, I love it. I get goosebumps. Because that's exactly what we're trying to have as a message as well, that, you know, there's always something, and we're trying to find those little pieces of gold in the everyday life is what is going to keep you happy for longer. And I'm going to try that cafe experiment. Thank you.
Yes.
So I know you mentioned a few things that you have developed. Besides food, what are sort of the top things that we can do in order to feel better going through this time of our lives?
Yeah, certainly it's getting, like what you all are doing right now, getting together with like-minded people to have fun and enjoyment with. Healthy community increases oxytocin. So whether that's through your meetup groups, through your church groups, through your family circle, you know, blood or not, right? Through your family circle, those community increases oxytocin. And that's what, you know, can really tremendously improve your life. And what we find in working now with tens of thousands of women is that in checking your urine, you guys will love to check your urinary pH, let me tell you, but and ketones. But when you, for example, you work hard to get into an alkaline state, you've got all your greens and everything going, but sometimes stress will make you acidic. And you're like, wait, I'm eating the same things I've been eating, but now I'm acidic. Yes, because 25% diet, 75% about lifestyle. And, you know, part of that is our response to things in the environment. It could be, you know, our urine goes from alkalinity to acidity when we eat a food sensitivity, when we're stressed, when, you know, certainly after we exercise, and that's fine, we needed to do that. But when we have a dinner out with friends, and even if we have wine, and even if we indulge, we can wake up the next morning with beautifully alkaline urine. Oh, yes. And a good night of frolicking in between the sheets. Wake up. Your body will be alkaline. That's a really good thing. Again, because oxytocin is a powerful hormone. Yes. Yes, it is a healing hormone. And so that's what women, you know, you'll see the Facebook groups and comments that I have. They're like, oh yeah, I had this great night and I woke up and finally I'm alkaline. I'm like, yes, have more fun. So that's one of the things. The second thing that's a big mistake that our medical system has advised and been a proponent of that is completely destructive to every one of us, and that's snacking. We really, and especially as we get older, we do not need to snack at all. That creates insulin resistance, that creates hell in menopause, and we do not want that. And we do not want to store any more fat than we absolutely have to, right? I'm ready to get rid of more of mine any day, right? So we don't want to put our bodies in a storage hibernation mode. No, 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 no. That's the second thing, stop snacking. I'll give you one more because this is really important for so many reasons. And that is to get outside, to get into nature, to get barefoot in nature. We get more than vitamin D from the sun. We get a tremendous amount of healing energy, and we want that light exposure into our retina for many reasons. Early morning, late evening, we need those triggers of sunrise and sunset to set our circadian rhythm to help with cortisol balance, and that makes a big difference. So getting outside, getting light exposed, and if this is something everyone listening can test, if you go outside and it's 10 a.m. and you look off to the side of the sun and you have to squint your eye, and don't look directly at the sun, but you just look off to the side, or even you just go outside the door without sunglasses on and you have to squint, you're in deficit. So you need to be able, your eyes need to be able to tolerate sunlight. We are designed for that. Putting on sunglasses when we don't need to have them on, like we're not looking directly at the sun on a regular basis, we need the light exposure into our eyes without any filters, without any filters. And so early morning, late evening, and test. And if, because that can be a sign of adrenal insufficiency, that can be a sign of, you know, definitely it is an important thing that you can overcome too, just by slowly getting used to light exposure again. So many, I would say around 20 to 30% of women who join my Magic Menopause program or my online program have that experience. When they go outside to test their eyes, they'll start to water just because they've gotten in the habit of wearing sunglasses every day, all the time.
Yeah, I will definitely try that next time I see the sun, which might take a couple of months. But
oh no!
From this recording. It's that time. But you know, it's good. It's good. I will have to. No, but that's a really good indicator, and I love these, you know, little tips and tricks that you can try yourself, because so many times that will tell you a lot more actually than certain types of blood tests or any other tests that a doctor will perform. So I really love these little things that you can do yourself. And that's really,
yeah,
because you can, as we spoke about before, you can do so much on your own and with lifestyle that doesn't necessarily interfere with classical treatment.
Absolutely. And that's, again, what works for you.
Yeah.
You have to find out what works for you. And I was in an interesting discussion. I was at a medical conference this week, and the discussion was about, are you paleo? Are you keto? Are you vegan? Are you plant-based? Are you, I'm like, man, I don't villainize any food. I really don't villainize any food because God put it here for a reason. I mean, it's grown, it's got its adaptability. What works for me is, and when, you know, I mean, that's what we have to figure out. What's in season? What's naturally grown? What's in its, you know, beautiful formation? I mean, what's good for me and what's not?
Yeah.
So that's what each of us has to discern. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And this is something that I talk to people about all the time when I get questions. So is this keto? Is this this? Is this that? I'm like, well, how do you feel? How do you feel eating it? Do you feel well? Do you feel good eating this chocolate bar that was definitely made in a factory? Or maybe you feel better eating these vegetables? Or, you know, it's just your body will tell you if you dare to listen. And that's where
yeah.
people have the issue, though, because they don't really dare to.
Well, and it's been a spiritual practice of mine. It's based on St. Ignatian philosophy. It's like, you know, exactly what you said. What does it, like, how does it set with you, and not just in the moment, what's the long-term result? So I've begun this little practice of asking myself, I wake up in the morning and I ask myself, what am I so glad I did yesterday?
Oh, that's beautiful. That's really
And
beautiful.
You recognize that you want to do more of that. Like, and it's typically not sit at my computer and work for 5 hours. It's typically
oh, no.
make that... No, that's right. This, I count this as, this is one of the things I'm very glad that I did today. This connection time, right?
Yeah.
This exchange of ideas, this influencing others, you know, this creating community. Those are the things that we want to do more of.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Do more of what makes you happy, right?
Yes. Do more and think about it. I think just that practice in the morning has really helped me focus on the good, right? On the things that I can appreciate in life. And so what is it that I did yesterday that I'm really glad I did?
Yeah. Wow, that's beautiful. That's really beautiful. So how about we talk a little bit about your brand new book?
Yes.
Because I know you've just published.
Yes. This is seriously, it's my magnum opus. It is my life's work and, quite a journey. You'll read about it in the book. I tell my story. I share my story. And, you know, from going from a period of post-traumatic stress to post-traumatic growth and from post-menopause syndrome to post-menopause growth. And I don't mean laterally, right? spiritually and energetically, right? We want postmenopausal growth. That's what we want. So my book is called The Hormone Fix, Burn Fat Naturally, Boost Energy, Sleep Better, and Stop Hot Flashes, The Keto Green Way. And in it, I have a 10-day quick start detox, keto green detox diet, as well as 21 additional days of menu to really help. But within the rest of the over 300 something pages in the book, it's lifestyle. It's the checklist that I built out for myself, because I don't know who else is out there. Maybe a checklist person. I'm a checklist person. So yes, right? Like, oh my gosh, if it's not on my checklist, it's not getting done.
I know, right? So,
and do not text me, put it on my checklist. All right. So those things, like, so, you know, what is it that I did? Who did I connect with? You know, did I check my, was my pH alkaline? Was I acidic? What do I need to do to fix it? Right. You know, and other things is kind of, I call it my positivity self-assessment questionnaire is, you know, how am I thinking about myself today? How am I really feeling? Let's just talk about that. I also put quiz and inventories and a whole chapter on testing numbers that you can order yourself and find out, is this working for you or is it not working for you? Yeah. So, you know, there's like, I've shared many pearls right now that are very practical, right? Very easy. You can do without a prescription. So these are things that I've incorporated into the book to really help you. And of course, I'm a gynecologist by training, and I have a whole section on vaginal health, because our continence, our bladder, our sexual health for the rest of our life is very, very important. So of course, there's pearls and tips in there too. So, but I'm excited. It's been getting great, great reviews, and I'm excited to get it out there.
Oh, I'm so happy. Congratulations, because I know it's not a small feat, and especially not that big of a book.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
There's a lot of work behind it.
it's been a lot, especially to make it, to have it, to be readable, to have it, you know, just become, you know, simple. You want to read it. You want to read through the whole thing, and you want to do it. You want to follow it. And very quickly you start to see results.
Oh, that's fantastic. I can't wait to read it myself and learn, I'm sure, so much that I have no idea about. And I love that it is about, that it also takes into account the whole sexual health thing and the whole, all of that stuff that is so often just pushed aside and put in a corner because it's, I don't know, embarrassing to talk about or oh, no one really has problems with that department. But it is a lot more common than one thinks, I'm sure, that could be like one of the key issues that prevents you from living a full life.
100%. And something that, you know, one of the products I created, because I wanted to create natural solutions for me, but for my patients that worked, and we didn't have any, you know, and I've been now in the area of sexual health since 1999. So quite a while. So I created a product called Jolva, which is an anti-aging cream for the vulva. And it's the beauty, the importance is that number one, as we age, we lose the moisture, lubrication, continence, like leaking when we cough or sneeze, the strength and muscle. Just like, you know, if we look at our underarm, you know, like we worry about our arms, like this part of our arms. And losing muscle strength and elasticity, it's happening down there. And so we've really got to keep exercising it, doing good, healthy pelvic floor exercises, but keeping the tissue healthy, because that hot flashes go away. These changes don't. So in Jolva, I incorporated ingredients that come together as a beautiful anti-aging formula to help the tissues regain resilience, elasticity. Really, it, you know, takes us into our 20s and 30s, and we can get that improvement. And so that was one of the reasons I created Jolva. And what we hear is that the improvements in incontinence and leaking in, you know, those accidental leaks when we cough and sneeze. And that's important because research shows that the number one reason we as caregivers put our parents into a nursing home or assisted care facility is because of incontinence. Yeah. And I've mentioned I have four daughters. Like, I do not need to give them another reason to put me away somewhere, right? So I'm like, pelvic floor exercises, Jolva, every day.
I love that reason. That is beautiful. Well, how about You give all of the people listening to this a way to keep in touch with you, because it is all about community. It is all about connecting with each other. So where can people find out more about you, and where can they connect with you and get to know more about you and your fantastic wisdom?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. So yeah, I invite all of you to join me to come to my website, which is at dranna.com. So D-R-A-N-N-A, dranna.com. Easy to get me there and find me, and you'll find out about my book too, as well as on my social media. So Facebook, we have Facebook community group, including a Keto Green community group. So you can find me there at Dr. Anna C. And you'll find me, so, and also on Instagram at Dr. Anna Kabeca. So I look forward to connecting you in all these ways.
Thank you so much for your time and for sharing all your knowledge with us here today, Anna. Thank you so much. And I hope to see you very soon and discuss more of this in person, perhaps even.
I look forward to it.